everybody. Welcome to Kayfabe Wrestling, a spinoff of the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dan, and I'm here with Doug. And before we get into it, just a little prelude, because this is going to be a Kayfabe podcast where we take the business seriously, and we're basically, like, we're doing commentary over the matches.
Yeah, so basically we're going to kind of get in character. So if you listen to this and think that we're idiots, we are, but we're going to get in character, we're going to call the matches, we're going to react to the storyline, we're going to get a little enthusiastic and colorful, not cancel culture colorful, but...
Yeah, but it's going to be fun. Everything after this, we're going to play the theme song to the next, to the show, and then we're going to start Kayfabe Wrestling, and everything is going to be a work. We're not reviewing or doing none of that. We're basically just doing commentary and acting like we're there. We know it's corny. It's fun. It's a fun thing. If you want to watch along like you're here with us, go ahead and do that. That'd be awesome. If you think it's stupid, fuck you. So,
yeah.
Let's go ahead and get it underway.
All right, Mid-South. All right, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Mid-South Wrestling. I am, of course, your play-by-play announcer, Dutchie Robinson.
Yep.
Along with my color commentator, Diamond Dan, we have a huge episode of Mid-South Wrestling here.
And it's Danny Diamonds, you boob. Make sure to introduce me right. I am Territory Gold, and I am here, Danny Diamonds. It is not Diamond Dan. I don't know who else you're doing commentary with. We're here for a great episode of Mid-South.
Building's electric tonight. I must have been drinking. All right. Danny Diamonds, here we go. Mid-South tonight. Ted DiBiase gets his shot at the NWA World's Heavyweight title. He is the North American champion. That, therefore, makes him the number one contender. He gets his shot against Flair tonight. And we also understand that Eddie Gilbert's going to be revealing some kind of portrait. So I don't know exactly what he's up to, so we're going to find that out a little bit later on. I mean, if Eddie Gilbert's revealing something, it can't be anything stupid.
Hey, listen, I think Eddie Gilbert, he knows what he's doing. And listen, Robinson, if the world champion, Ric Flair, if he comes over to us, you better get down on your knees and thank the world champion, because he is gracing us with his presence tonight. And, hopefully our hometown hero can get it done, but I don't have much faith in DiBiase.
Flair's contractually obligated. So, all right, let's head on over to the ring. We got some heavy action. We're getting into.
Yes.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan is having a conversation right now with some folks at ringside.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go right now and 1 week ago and see the closing moments of Hacksaw Butch Reed's situation with Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Hacksaw's got something going on with Butch Reed, huh, Bob?
Yeah, well, because Butch Reed had the shot as well. He had a shot at Ric, or he's been wanting to get to Ric Flair.
Trying to hang on. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, Flair... Butch Reed and Ted DiBiase, of course, two of the top contenders for the Mid-South, or for the NWA World's Heavyweight title.
No! Nice chop to Butch Reed. This was last week.
This is the recap. Ric Flair obviously did not want this match with Butch Reed. It was leading up to this match that he did. Oh, backslide. Could have the count here.
Nope.
I think those chops are just firing Butch Reed up.
No.
Shoulder tackle. Reed's got him. Two.
Three. He got him.
He got him. So, therefore, he pins the champion. Therefore, he should be getting. He'll be next in line. So, whoever wins the match tonight
So if DiBiase gets Ric Flair, you think it could be Butch Reed and DiBiase?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It's Dirty Dick Slater.
Oh.
Who was basically hired by Flair to try to take out Butch Reed before this match.
No. A referee is down.
Referee's down. They're going to try to end Butch Reed because they know because he pinned Ric Flair.
Beat him up. He's in it. He is no good. He needed to win anyway, Dutchie.
It was a shoulder tackle off the ropes, you schmuck. How is that cheating? Oh, yeah. If somebody cheated against Flair. It's not like he's a gem.
Ric Flair is a model champion, and he's showing it here now. He's teaching the kids some respect.
We got help coming in from the back. Not working. We got more help coming in. Sounded like Bill Watts was going nuts during this episode. All right, here come the pork chops.
No.
That's Pork Chop Cash.
That's Pork Chop Cash?
Yeah.
Oh, and Ric Flair, he's leaving the building. He's had enough.
Yeah. Flair and Slater, and then, you know, Hacksaw, obviously, because Butch Reed is also named Hacksaw.
And I'm proud of you, Butch. And like I said, Flair, Slater, Sawyer, they're birds of a feather. And they flock together. Well, I'm putting you all three on notice. You're going to find something out about Mid-South people that we stick together.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jim Duggan says Mid-South sticks together.
Yeah, we're going to find that out later on when DiBiase challenges. Oh.
You hurt me bad. But you made one mistake. You didn't take the old Hacksaw out. I'm still walking and talking. And I'm still going to be kicking you know what and taking names, and it's going to be starting with you, Dick Slater. Because you the lying, no good, kindly dog. You run around here and you lie. You talked about you gave up 50 grand back to Flair. I knew all along it was a lie. You wasn't fooling nobody but yourself.
Who would give 50 grand back?
My neck is in a brace. But I'm keeping my neck in a brace because the doctor wants it that way. Outside the ring. The man don't get any good news.
Butch Reed is fired up, Dutch.
Butch Reed's fired up. You know for a fact that
so
when that neck heals up, Flair and Slater are in trouble.
It's my turn. It's my turn to hurt you, Slater. And these people around here in Mid-South know that I know how to hurt somebody. They know that I can put somebody on their head and make them walk around 2 or 3 inches shorter. And Slick Ric Flair, you walk around there talking loud and saying nothing, sucker. You scared. You're on the run. That's why you got Slater do your dirty work. As I get through with Slater, then you got me to face, Flair. I'm taking you all the way out.
He's pissed.
I saw Butch Reed is a tremendous athlete.
He's a fighter.
He's a very proud man.
He's a fighter. He won't quit.
Jim Duggan's pissed, too.
Well, yeah, they're very proud of their territory.
Flair, you're all going to pay. And the bottom line is, I've got out stereo today. I'm with my short work of you, tough guy.
Uh-oh.
All right, those comments from Hacksaw, Jim Duggan, ladies and gentlemen. And if we can, I'd like to ask the heavyweight champion of the world, Ric Flair, to step in
boy.
Here.
Oh, boy.
No, we got Ric Flair coming
comments.
In.
Here we go.
Last week, the situation right in the middle of the ring, Hacksaw Reed, 1-2-3. But now you're going to defend the title here against Ted DiBiase.
Where's the crying doll? Huh? I get everybody out here crying about what a man Ric Flair, what a man Dick Slater is. This sport has made him in. And it's breaking my heart that Butch Reed couldn't be with us tonight.
Right, I'm sure.
Ted DiBiase, he's got the shot. He's got his opportunity to put his name in the ranks of professional wrestling. He's got his shot at the greatest of all, Ric Flair.
Well, that is exactly what's going to take place.
Wait, is Dick Murdoch? What's he doing?
That North American heavyweight title. But it's a crying shame when a man of your stature can call Kansas City and talk to Bob Dowd and pick your opponent. I should be the one on you.
I should. If you don't like what's happened here, you talk to Bob Geiger. That's not my problem.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the situation, well, we will have
Murdoch wants a piece of Slayer
on the line momentarily, and we'll be back with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Ted DiBiase will challenge Ric Flair for the gold right after this.
We're going to get DiBiase and Slayer.
It's coming up. Coming up. Here we go.
Mid event of the evening.
Yeah. So obviously they're going to give this thing some time.
Absolutely. A lot of time.
Yeah. All right. We're in the ring of Doug since Ted DiBiase is already in the ring.
Gentlemen, the NWA Heavyweight Champion, Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
We got Ric Flair in
one corner. The challenger
for the title from Omaha, Nebraska, in the
blue corner, Ted DiBiase. Your referee for this title match, Carl Fergie.
Wait,
there's Murdoch.
Come here, Teddy. Teddy, you step out of this. Now, you know I got you in college. You know, I started you in professional wrestling, and you know, I taught you everything I know, and you turned out to be a great, great athlete. But if you don't deserve this shot, step out of the way, and I'm going to handle Flair right here. Now, step out of the way. I've held the North American title more times and longer than anybody in the Mid-South area, including you. Today is my day, Dick Murdoch, and I'm going to tell you something. You are yesterday's news. You are yesterday's headlines. And you just,
Uh-oh.
Oh, Murdoch clocked.
Murdoch.
Oh, we got a fist fight. Flair's just hanging out.
Yeah. But, oh. And, of course, Flair takes a cheap shot.
He clocked him.
Uh-oh, post. Oh, come on. Come on, Murdoch. This is not the way. Oh, Teddy's busted.
He's busted off.
He's getting ready for a title shot.
He's getting what he deserves, Dutchie.
It's the promoters that gave DiBiase the shot, not DiBiase that went and asked for it.
Dick Murdoch is a legend around these parts, and he should be treated with respect.
I agree that DiBiase should not have said what he said, but, like, come on.
But it appears to me that Ted DiBiase, when he had his opportunity to wrestle me, wasn't taking care of business. And had his mind somewhere else. So you guess what? I'm going home. Woo! Look at all that.
Ric Flair's going home.
To which
I don't
wife?
Think there will be a title match. So we'll return right after this message from
Oh, man. We just got cheated out of a title shot.
The people here are upset.
All right. El Casario coming up next against Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
So what the heck? We're not getting a world title match here?
The show just started 10 minutes ago.
I thought we were getting the title match.
Your first standby bout, one fall, our television time remaining. In the red corner from Puerto Rico.
You know we're on the air for an hour, right?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And there's an opponent.
I'll tell you somebody that's not going to have fun is this El Casario.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, we got Hacksaw.
Maybe Casario is going to have some fun. All right, here we go. Duggan. Oh, the wind-up slam. A Hacksaw. Not a wind-up
into
slam.
Into the post.
Into the post. He's going again.
Into the other post.
Yeah. All right. I mean, are we going to see a slam here? Nope, backbreaker. Well-executed backbreaker. Now the slam. It could be just a matter of time before Duggan hits that three-point stance.
And this is what happened when you do not wrestle in boots.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if that has anything to do about it. I mean, some guys might, if their feet stink, they might actually have an advantage if they kick you in the face barefoot. I mean, I've been in the locker room near you when you've had your shoes off.
Well, this man is not one of them because Mr. Hacksaw is beating him up ruthlessly. Oh, we have a comeback. Nope.
No, the tackle, a three-point stance into the tackle. And we
got a three count.
We got a victory. Hacksaw said he was going to make short work, and he did.
Very strong showing. from Jim Dudley.
Yeah, very strong showing, and you know he wants a piece of the Mad Dog Sawyer and of Dick Slater. And I'm thinking Flair.
That was a damn good three-point stance.
Yeah. All right. Come on. All right, no wait.
Mr. Watts
had to say.
They're ministering to Ted DiBiase. He is badly lacerated on the forehead. There is arterial damage. There's a problem stopping the blood flow. They're applying a pressure bandage and wrapping it very tightly. Ted DiBiase has demanded that he be able to have this world title match with Ric Flair. He said he has waited long enough. It's taken him a year to get this bout. Some men never get the bout. And he's afraid Ric Flair will use this as an excuse not to defend that title against him. You know, I remember I was at the Superdome when Roberto Duran fought Sugar Ray Leonard. He quit because he had a stomach ache, and it turned my stomach. Because I think when you have a world title bout, you go no matter what. You don't have a few extra days of training or anything else. When the time comes, you got to go. And that's how Ted DiBiase feels, and I respect him for that feeling. So we are going to let him wrestle Ric Flair for the world title. Grizzly Smith has already gone down to inform Joel and Jim at the desk. But I do want to warn you, there is a pressure bandage applied, but there is arterial damage. If that bandage comes loose, it could get very gory. Therefore, use parental discretion about letting your children watch, or if you have a weak stomach, you may not want to watch this bout, because coming up next, and we're not going to stop it for blood, it's going to go. The world title is at stake. Ric Flair defending against Ted DiBiase. Now let's go to Jim and Joel.
All right, here we go.
Wrestling fans, matchmaker.
He meant to say, let's go to Dutchie and Diamond Dan, but yeah. That mistake on Mr. Watts.
Well, they were the other announced team that did this for home video. all right, Boyd Pierce announcing here. Flair's in the ring. You could tell that either Flair's upset because he knows he's going to lose the title, or he knows he's going to lose the title tonight, or that there's a good chance he'll lose the title, or he's upset because he already had a girl picked out and she's waiting at the hotel room.
Nonsense.
And he gets charged $500 an hour.
That's nonsense. There's no way he's losing the title here tonight.
Well, I mean, if DiBiase, oh man, DiBiase looks like a walking dead here. I mean, if DiBiase wasn't jumped earlier on by Murdoch, here we go.
Ooh,
Flair with some
shot.
Chaps. I mean, basically, with DiBiase here, DiBiase's got to get this thing over with as quick as possible.
He's got to get some offense in.
Yeah.
He looks terrible.
Yeah. He's got to, he's got to get this thing over with as quick as possible. You know, we know he likes to use a power slam. We know he's used a figure four leg lock before, which is actually Flair's favorite hold. So if DiBiase is going to, and Flair's just laying it in. Oh, DiBiase with a reverse and a big backdrop.
Backdrop.
All right. DiBiase's got to think about ending this, like, quick.
He's got to start it
and
before
then,
he can end it, Robinson.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't know why these idiots like Ted DiBiase, but he is the representative for Mid-South tonight, so I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. And look at DiBiase's hand. DiBiase's got that black glove on. I mean, if I were him, and I'm starting to talk like you, so I got to go to confessional after. he's wearing that black glove. If I were him, I'd load the glove and I'd just let Flair have it. Referee checking DiBiase, but remember, Bill Watts said they're not stopping the match for blood. They also said that if you have a weak stomach, do not watch this match. I know you don't have a weak stomach. I've seen the women you've been with.
Hey, easy. Oh. And now Flair's clumbering him, but he's about to drop a knee.
Yeah, if Flair drops a knee on the head, he's...
The referee needs to mind his own damn business.
The referee is acting in the best interest of the wrestler, Dan.
The best interest of the wrestler would have been not coming out for this match. DiBiase dug his own grave. It's time
to
lie.
So you believe that the fans should get cheated out of a world title match that had been advertised, that they paid their hard-earned money for?
Yes. Yes.
I should have figured you would have said yes. I mean, I've seen you cheat plenty of people out of money.
They should have put Murdoch in and had the rightful title match. DiBiase knew what he signed up for, and now he's getting the whooping.
It wasn't DiBiase's call. Bob Geigel in Kansas City made the call. Grizzly Smith of World Class, the matchmaker, made the call. What's Doc doing out here?
Dr. Death, Mr. Williams.
By the way, a friend of DiBiase's. Usual tag team partner.
Oh, DiBiase is getting chops right. in now.
Now, what is the it's Doc? Got, what does Doc have in his hands?
Flair's on the ropes. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Outside the ring, Flair goes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think you got to watch Doc because I don't know what Doc's.
It's his friend.
Yeah, well, Murdoch was his friend earlier on too, or we thought.
Great clothesline into the ring, and the fans are electric here tonight. DiBiase could very well get it done.
All right. Going for a cover here.
One and a half.
You got to hook the leg if you're going to beat Flair unless you knock him out, you have to hook the leg. DiBiase, he is badly lacerated. That's going to be, remember, Bill Watts said arterial damage. Roll up.
Sloppy form on this. And Flair's out.
He's lost like a gallon and a half of blood. Sloppy. You talk about sloppy. I saw your date last night.
Okay. Easy. Backdrop to Flair. And DiBiase, I love the heart. I love the chutzpah. But to beat a world champion like Flair, Flair's got another world title match tomorrow and then another one the next day. This isn't something new for him. So if DiBiase is going to win here, he's got to get it together. Oh, elbow to the...
He's going to keep going for... Remember, arterial damage. So he's going to keep going for that wound because if he keeps...
He's chopping the
blood,
chopper.
I mean, DiBiase is showing that this is a big opportunity for him. He said he waited a year for this. I don't know what the referee's doing. The referee, I think, is trying to tell DiBiase, stop. World title's on the line here, pal.
Oh, and DiBiase, he's got him in the corner, another chop.
Yeah.
And Ric Flair does look like he's getting affected. Oh, elbow.
That could be like if Flair slaps on the figure four.
I changed my tune. He's going up top.
Yeah. Uh-oh. This usually doesn't work for Flair.
It's not going to this time.
Definitely not. All right. DiBiase.
Elbow to no prevail.
Big mistake. Now, here we go. Another chop by Flair. DiBiase, I think, tried to pick him up for a back suplex. There's the power slam. Cover him, Ted.
He fell off.
He can't. He's too weakened up.
And Flair's up.
The referee didn't know what happened, but the ref, he's lost a gallon and a half of blood. That's what happened to him.
No excuse, Robinson. This is a title match, and if you can't get it done, then leave the building. Get out of the kitchen if it's too hot, whatever they say.
What do you know about getting out of the kitchen?
That's a personal shot.
Figure four. You've taken many personal shots at me.
Yeah, but you deserved all of them. Rope break for Flair.
He's got till a count of five to break it. Ref, just count five. Don't tell him to break. Just count five.
And DiBiase, a valiant effort here. I don't know if it's going to be able to get it done.
I don't know how much he has left.
Oh, he's got him by the leg.
Oh, he's going to try it again. Remember, Teddy, this is...
He kicked him in the face.
Over the top. We hit it. He, right on the rail. Right on that rail. The referee's got to either... You got to count, ref.
The fans are electric. They're rooting on their hero.
They're absolutely going nuts right now.
Everyone wants
There's an
to
old
see
lady in the corner looks like she's going to try to help him. DiBiase's out of it. All right. Look, count out. Count out. Hurt went. No. Did he count? Yep, he counted him out. Oh, no. What the hell is he doing out here? It's Murdoch's back. Come on. Leave him alone.
Oh, he's taking his shirt off.
No. There go all the women in the audience.
Murdoch's in pretty good shape here, actually. And, oh, another fist.
Where's Doc? Doc was out there
a minute
ago. He's
hitting referees now.
Well, that's going to cost you some money. No.
Brain buster.
Oh, my God, that's concrete. That is concrete, ladies and gentlemen. Dick Murdoch may have just broken.
DiBiase lost whatever brain cells he had left.
Yeah, he may have just broken DiBiase. Where the hell is Doc? Oh, there's Doc. What, do you have to pee? Like, what's going on here? You were out here supporting your friend, and you take off? All right, folks, we're going to be right back. We got the Bruise Brothers coming up against Ricky Starr and Sean O'Reilly.
And I don't know how to feel about this, Dutchie. I don't blame Dick Murdoch.
Yeah.
We'll have it just momentarily, but I have never seen in my entire life in any field an incident like what has just happened. We have called an ambulance. Joe, I know the ambulance is on its way. We'll keep you posted on this situation. I've never seen anything like it.
Neither have I, Jim. I'm speechless.
I don't know what we can say. Ted DiBiase is severely injured. Quite obviously, the ambulance has been called. We will give you a report as soon as we get it, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're concerned.
Poor DiBiase. I don't know what we're going to do, Doug.
Oh.
Touchy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just heard Jim and Joel, out in the crowd. All right, let's move on to the next match here. Hopefully the ambulance will get here and get DiBiase. All right, you take a look at Ricky Starr and Sean O'Reilly.
Two young men with nothing but potential.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how much potential they have when they take on these Bruise Brothers here.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Bruise Brothers, Robinson.
They are rough. They are tough, which is why they're called the Bruise Brothers. They're definitely not rough and tough. They are definitely tough, but they definitely dress well. Of course, Pork Chop Cash. Pork Chop Cash coming out here, his partner.
Pork Chop Cash. And the Bruise Brothers are badass. The thing about them is that they're going to kick some butt and take some names, Robert.
Oh, they're definitely going to kick some butt and take some names. We know that there's been issues as of late with them and Bruiser Brody.
Oh. What's going on here? Oh!
They're getting the jump.
Ricky got the jump.
They're getting the jump on them. Oh, Pork Chop. Of course, that's Pork Chop Cash in there right now.
And Pork Chop's not taking any guff.
Yeah.
Elbow to elbow, fist to fist.
Yeah. Pork Chop Cash getting the jump on them right now. Dream Machine on the corner. And look at this man. Look at this man getting down and funky.
He's getting very funky. I don't know if it's going to be enough, though. These two young gentlemen, they're very in shape and they're very powerful, and they might be able to beat them.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a big opportunity for these two young men. And we'll see.
And the Machine got a nice elbow. Tag name Pork Chop.
Come on. All right, Pork Chop Cash. Now they're going to work right there on O'Reilly. Elbow from the corner. That is illegal, but they love these guys. So.
Oh, big belly splash.
Big splash.
That could be it. I think
They got it. They got him. Now, remember, these two guys we saw last week, they came out, they chased away Dick Slater and Ric Flair, so you know Flair and Slater don't like these two.
No, that's a tag team.
Yeah. Hot stuff, Eddie Gilbert coming up, getting ready to come up with the Nightmare.
Against Jackson and Constance.
Yeah. I mean, we heard about earlier on, it looks like Jim and Joel have an update here.
Ted DiBiase, we will have a report for you. We'll be speaking with the paramedics in just a few moments. We're getting a report now. As we speak, we'll have that for you in just a few moments, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, we've got more action for you in Mid-South Wrestling. Let's go to board here.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you
there's Humperdinck.
Mid-South Tag Team Champions.
Oliver Humperdinck, Mid-South Tag Team Champions, the Nightmare, and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
Two bad, rugged dudes that do not mess around, Dutchie.
Not at all. Steve Constance and Perry Jackson.
This is going to be a big match, and this is going to be a match with a lot of...
And remember, we heard earlier on that Hot Stuff had a kind of a presentation or something that he wanted to do. So, but right now they got to focus on this match.
I agree.
Because these two young men, Constance and Jackson, do not want to take this opportunity very lightly. You're wrestling the Mid-South Tag Team Champions. Side headlock. Jackson.
And Gilbert is a pro.
Yeah, Gilbert's definitely a pro. He's been in the business since 17 years of age. Backdrop right there by Jackson. In comes Constance. Bear hug. No, don't take him to the corner.
Nightmare's in, and that's not what Perry Jackson wants.
Yeah, nightmares are not what dreams are made of.
Oh
boy.
Nightmare's got him up.
Going to take him in the corner. Now, this Nightmare, big man, it's very high. I'd be surprised to see him and Humperdinck fit in an elevator together. Going to work here on Constance. Elbows right to the kidneys. Tagging the Hot Stuff, Eddie Gilbert. Here we go.
And Hot Stuff is a bona fide main eventer. Could be a world champion anywhere.
He's a bona fide boob.
He's one of the best in the business, Robinson.
I mean, he might be, but...
Oh, elbow.
Elbow right there. Makes quick tag. Very smart tag team wrestling.
And they're teaming up on poor Perry Jackson, and it's not looking good for the team of him and Constance.
No, not at all.
Nope, another fist to the face. Another tag to Hot Stuff.
There you go, Hot Stuff. Eddie Gilbert coming in here. You know he's going to try the hot shot at some point. Man,
he misses.
He definitely missed.
Can Jackson get the Constance?
Yeah. Of course, crowd's still buzzing over what happened to Ted DiBiase earlier on in the program. Here comes Constance.
Oh,
Constance.
The fists are flying.
Taking
it
to the big man. That didn't work. Duck.
Oh.
Didn't duck that one. Did not duck that one. The Nightmare. Powerful, powerful man. Big tag. And here we go. Hot shot. Yep. Definitely hit him in the hot shot. That's going to be it.
There we go. Hell of a tag team match. Eddie Gilbert, another clinic of a tag team match from him and the Nightmare.
Yeah. They aren't the Mid-South Tag Team Champions for nothing, folks. Humperdinck's got himself a winning combination here. Not a winning wardrobe, but a winning combination.
You got to love that mullet.
Constance
and Jackson could not get it done. Hell of a hot shot.
Yep. They caught him good on that one. All right. Hopefully we'll get an update on they're still working on Teddy.
Teddy's being worked on now.
Yeah.
We feel that this situation is of utmost importance. Therefore, we will not be able to bring you our scheduled third standby bout, Dr. Death versus Jake the Snake Roberts. We apologize, and we will try to have that bout signed in the near future. As you have seen, Ted DiBiase was badly lacerated. he has suffered severe blood loss, along with cranial and spinal concussion. At this point, you can see that he is unconscious and is convulsing.
Oh, man. DiBiase's
convulsing. Ted was carried to the dressing room where he was treated by emergency medical technicians before being taken to the ambulance. I've spoken with my father and Grizzly Smith during the commercial break, and they are enraged. They have not announced a fine at this point, but they are definitely going to suspend Dick Murdoch from wrestling. We'll have more specific announcements about that next week. As you can see, DiBiase's condition is critical.
DiBiase is being worked on, Lady DiBiase.
Yeah. I mean, that was a very dangerous brain buster he took.
On the concrete, Dutchie.
Yeah, on the concrete, and it looks like we're, I don't know what's getting ready to go on here. Oh, I think JR's got something to say.
I don't think it's anything crazy. I was just closing out the show. Another hell of a night from Mid-South here. Crazy title match that never really got to fully take place, but we did get some good action.
We got some good action. The thing of it is that if DiBiase would have been 100%, he would have defeated Ric Flair for that World Heavyweight title.
Maybe, maybe not.
But, you know, Ric Flair, he's got Butch Reed on his tail. He's got Hacksaw Jim Duggan on his tail. You know, obviously, the Bruise Brothers, Pork Chop and Dream Machine, you know, they wouldn't mind having a piece of Flair.
Yeah.
You know, Ted DiBiase was counted out in the match. Obviously, he goes down the line and title. I don't know if the Mid-South committee or the NWA board of directors would look at that and be like, all right, he deserves another shot. But DiBiase was cheated, in my opinion, tonight. Dick Murdoch got jealous of the fact that he did not get that title shot. Well, I'll tell you what, like, it was DiBiase's shot. Murdoch had no business getting involved earlier on.
Well, DiBiase had no business taking him from it, Robinson, and he got what he deserved, and that was a bloody mess, and he's
DiBiase doesn't make the matches.
Well, he definitely didn't make this one, or else maybe he would have won. Ric Flair walks away, your World Heavyweight Champion, and hopefully we can get a better representative for Mid-South next time.
Yeah, just make sure you don't put your application in again. But, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it here for us. We'll see everybody next week.
Yep, and we'll announce what we're doing on a different show.
Yeah, so you don't know where we're going to pop up next week. Usually we have to pop up under disguise because Danny Diamonds is not really allowed in a lot of places.
Hey,
a lot of arrest warrants.
Easy, easy. This has been an episode of Kayfabe Wrestling. If you enjoyed, like and subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I can get up there.